Joey Hathaway had never met a problem that couldn't be solved with a cheerful, determined attitude, a can of WD-40, and a roll of duct tape. Unfortunately, none of her past experience was proving to be applicable with her Grandpa Jack's old farm equipment. She didn't have the money for all new things, and anyway, she liked the antique stuff. But none of her mechanical know-how was getting her anywhere with the rusted-out machinery, and she was at her wit's end. Going off a suggestion from Prue Riley down at the feed store, she had gotten the contact information for Hollis Logan, who supposedly specialized in restoring old equipment. They had a meeting in about a half hour, and she was looking forward to meeting the man. She loved old men. They were filled with curmudgeonly wisdom and great war stories. She had always liked talking to the hands at her mom's farm in Texas. She was sure this would be no different.
Right, because you have had such an easy time connecting with Grandpa Jack.
Well, she hadn't gotten a chance to spray Grandpa Jack with WD-40, had she? Maybe that would work. Get some of the creak out of his soul. Joey had just put her boots on and stood from the crooked little bench by the stairs and looked at Teddy, who had just come from tending her bees. I'm going out to... Her words were abruptly cut off when Georgie came into the living room, presumably from her kitchen, and deposited a chicken in Joey's arms. She looked down at the small black and white hen, but before she could do anything with her, Teddy appeared and gingerly lifted her from Joey's arms, opening the back door and setting her outside.
"Chuck Norris," she said in a scolding tone, "you know you aren't allowed in the house."
She closed the door behind herself, her floral dress swirling with the motion.
What were you saying, Joey?
I was saying that I was going... That was right when Elliot came down the stairs, her fingertips brushing Joey's climbing ivy plant that was just beginning to wind around the banister, cradling a chicken in her other arm, which she also deposited in Joey's arms. Teddy turned to Joey and carefully lifted the little red hen from her arms.
You can't be in here either, Henrietta. I don't make the rules.
Where is Emily Peckinson?
Georgie asked, looking suspicious.
I'm sure I don't know, said Teddy, her expression a portrait of near comedic innocence. You are limited to one house chicken, Georgie said. It feels more than fair.
Teddy nodded solemnly.
It is.
Somehow, Joey had the feeling that Teddy did not think it was fair. Not at all. But her sister wouldn't make an issue out of it. She also had a feeling that Teddy did, in fact, know the current location of Emily Peckinson. While Teddy had an affinity for most creatures, in particular bees and chickens, she did understand that her affection for them was much greater than what most people felt for them. And for all that she was wholly fantastical, she was also reasonable when it came to such matters.
Where are you headed, Joey?
Elliot asked. Her sister was already covered in a healthy layer of clay, and she had the feeling she was headed out to her spot to throw more. Or whatever the terminology was. Joey tried to take it on board, because she did find it interesting, but she had tried sitting at her sister's pottery wheel once. She had not enjoyed it at all. Joey wasn't opposed to struggle. In fact, she liked a challenge. What she didn't understand was engaging in something that was supposed to be fun when it was actually just a lot of work. If she wanted to work, she would work. And if she wanted to do something leisurely, well, she would lie in a hammock for 4 hours.
I'm headed out to meet with a man called Hollis Logan. Prue Riley recommended him.
Teddy's face took on a delicate flush at the mention of Prue, who was sister to the man Teddy was dating.
Dating.
Teddy, who had never dated before, ever, and was now very much involved. It made Joey feel... Well, she'd come here to feel closer to her sisters, and that made her feel perilously close to being an odd duck. Or chicken, as the case may be.